For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing well. Hope you got up feeling great, excited about your life going forward, knowing he's got a plan. Amen. I hope you're doing that. If you're in a wait mode, just persevere. Please just persevere. Wait on God. He's working it all out behind the scenes, I promise. You know, I'm studying something, and I promise I'm going to continue our teachings. We have point 3 and point 4 to go over on ways that God reveals his will, but I've just been in Deuteronomy, and I love the story of the children of Israel and getting to the promised land, and just thought it was interesting in that part. I don't even have it in front of me, so I'm just going to wing it, but I've been meditating and kind of putting an outline together on, remember when Moses, he's saying, you know, the houses you didn't build, vines you didn't plant, wells you didn't dig, those will be for you. They're waiting for you. And but then he says, I think it's like in Deuteronomy 6, he continues on, but don't forget the Lord your God when all this has happened for you. And I was just really reading that, and I was listening to one minister on that, and it got to me. And he says, you know, oftentimes, it's not that God doesn't want to get things over to you. That's his joy. But he cannot. He's too wonderful of a father to allow those things to start consuming you and become priority in your life. It's a dangerous area. And then you forget the Lord your God. And you start walking in. It's really idolatry. It's really a very scary thing. And that's why oftentimes, now hear me, brethren, me included, are forced to wait on some things that we feel deep down inside of our hearts, because God will make sure that when he does deliver that thing, that it is just that. How's that? It's a thing. It's a tool. It's something that will, you know, will help us further perhaps our lives on the earth, or maybe even the gospel, if you're believing God for financial gain, for the gospel. But the point is, many, many trials and tribulations and hot fires, fiery trials happen prior to the giving of that thing when you're in that wilderness going toward the promised land, because God just has to get Egypt out of you so that he can hand the kingdom of God, things of the kingdom of God. Does that make sense? And so wait diligently. Keep your eyes on Christ. Stay focused. He's got it. He'll hand things to you as you're able to grasp them and make use of them and not make idols out of them. How's that? It's a strong teaching. I will deliver it as time goes on, but just thinking about that, that might help someone out there this morning as you're on your way to work. And don't think it's strange, the fiery trial that's on you, 1 Peter said. Don't think it's strange, my brother. Don't think it's strange. It's to purify you, because God loves you that much. He wants to get the motives right. So hang in there, please. Hang in there. You're becoming something in Christ. All right. Third thing, ways in which God reveals his will. Wow, do I feel God in this room. Mercy, mercy. Can you out there, can you feel God falling on some of these words? Woo! Providential circumstances. If a leading is of God, the way will always open for it. Ways in which God reveals his will. The scriptures, the inner impression, providence. John 10:4. When he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him because they know his voice. Providence. God's got it arranged. He's already going before you. He's opening a door. He's shutting a door that needs to be shut. You don't need to go and batter that thing down. In fact, danger, my friend. I have done that before, and I've gotten in trouble with it. Danger. You wait on God. When that door's got to be open, he'll open it. Well, what do I do in the meantime? I'm so tired of waiting. Keep your eyes on God. Do what you can around you for the kingdom. And you just keep your eyes on God. And God knows how to open those doors. Well, we're going to go through sanctified common sense tomorrow. A few other means of guidance on Friday. And I'm going to pray for you, because this is one of my most requested questions. Friday, we always have that Ask Anna time. It is on God's will. I'll hit that on Friday. All right. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.